I lifted my head, letting my eyes refocus onto the room I had stopped in. I stood and tucked the memory orb back into my saddlebags. My mind mulled over what I had just witnessed. It was a creation of greed. Greed had once been normal. He had friends, it seemed. He was friends with Pride, and she had tricked him, hadn't she? Had she made him into greed because she was already so twisted inside that she needed to turn others into what she had become? I thought about the statues. We had seen them at the museum. What did they all mean? Were they really the reason behind their whole transformation? My mind swam with thoughts and I sighed. Both Greed and Pride had mentioned a Lilith and that she had been in some sort of trouble. My eyes widened as I realized that in some strange way, I already knew who Lilith was. Lust. I shuddered at the thought of it. Had Greed gone and saved his lover only to convert her into a killing machine? If Pride had kept his mind intact, why would she have needed to wipe Lust's memory? I trotted along, trying to process what I had seen. I stopped once I arrived back at our room, dreading pushing the door open. I didn't know if I could look at Lust, knowing now what I knew. I didn't have much of a choice, though, as the door opened and Violet peered out at me.
"Star," she said. "You're right. Where the hell have you been? We're getting ready to go."
I smiled nervously.
"Sorry, sweetheart, I was talking to Gluttony and lost track of time," I said. "Are we all ready, then?"
Violet nodded.
"Nixie's has got the map all sorted out," she said as I followed her inside.
Every pony and hellhound waved as I smiled. Lust sat in the far corner, chatting idly with Patch as the green mare finished working over her power armor. Eventually, everything was ready to go. We exited the room, finding Danish waiting for us.
"Darlin',"
he said, tipping his fedora. I noticed he was wearing a brand new one. His carbine rifle slung off of his side.
"We are ready?"
We nodded and we began to move as one, heading out of the MMMMM headquarters. Once out on the streets, Nixie's bounded up next to me and pulled out the map. I looked down at the route marked on it and nodded. As we walked along, I kept silent, letting the others talk amongst themselves. All of this new information that I had seen was still running through my mind, along with my continuing inner conflict concerning Spark. I didn't even bother to click on the radio to see if the Minotaur had something to say about the Triad and the MMMM. I didn't think the Minotaur would have anything to contribute that wouldn't just piss me off. I had enough on my plate. Instead, I just walked. And walked. After what felt like forever, in our reality it was only about an hour according to my pipback, but it felt like much longer, we arrived in front of the decrepit remains of what appeared to be a Ministry of Peace hospital. It was beginning to get dark again, bathing the front of the ruins in an ominous gloom.
"Where's the entrance to the sewer supposed to be at again?"
Patch said, visibly shaking.
"Inside there,"
Nixie said, pulling out the map. He put it away after studying it once more and we moved forward, heading into the courtyard of the hospital. The stench of death hung in the air around us. Skeletons and debris littered the courtyard. It appeared that no pony had been here in quite a while. The doors to the hospital hung drunkenly on their hinges, falling off easily as I pushed on them with my magic. The lobby was just as cluttered. I brought up my EFS, looking for any signs of hostile activity. Nothing. I motioned to my friends and we pushed forward, following the halls towards the maintenance stairs. The map had stated the entrance to the sewers was below the maintenance section of the hospital. The long halls were a little creepy.
"Is any pony else a little freaked out about this place?"
Lust said nervously.
"Or is it just me?"
"No, you're not the only one. There's something just not right here,"
Steeljack replied. I nodded in agreement. Something was off here. It didn't feel right at all. We eventually found ourselves at the end of the longest hall, faced with a door that was locked. I poked at it with my magic, hoping to open it easily. Of course, as was par for the course, the door resisted. I snarled, pouring more energy into my horn as I ripped the door from its hinges. I panted as I lifted the metal door, setting it off to the side. On the other side of the doorway was a large white room with a massive set of stairs leading downwards. We started down the stairs, hoping that the map was right and that we were on the right track. The stairs stretched down several stories below the hospital itself, and eventually we found ourselves in a large underground complex. A grated entrance appeared at the far end of the room. It was the entrance to the sewers indicated on the map. It was locked, and it appeared to be electronic in nature. A terminal sat next to it. I tapped a bit on the keyboard, trying to break my way in. Nothing seemed to work. I sighed as I realized I knew what I needed to do. I reached out and touched the door with an application of telekinesis. The door flared to life and opened immediately.
"Wah!" Danish said. "I don't know what it is about you and doors, sweetheart, but they sure do like you." I shrugged.
I don't know why," I said.
A shimmering light caught my eye as the other stepped into the entrance to the sewer. I stopped for a brief moment as a holographic image flickered to life in front of me. An image of a mature Pegasus mare with a pink mane appeared. Her yellow coat shined and her blue eyes glimmered through the image of the hologram.
Hello, Twilight. It's me, Fluttershy. I know that what we did was wrong. We tried our best, but in the end, it all went wrong. Where did it go so wrong? I always thought that I was doing my part to save Equestria by giving the mecha spells to the zebras, that if we were at a standstill, nothing bad would happen and we would make friends. I was so wrong. I think I made it worse. Oh, Twilight, I'm so sorry. I know I shouldn't blame myself, but I can't help it. And now it's all over, and this is my penance for the sins I committed. I wish I had done better. I wish I could have believed in myself like you always believed in us. I wish we could have been together again, just the six of us, like old times. I miss those days. I miss when the only things we worried about was winter wrap-up and whether or not my animal friends would enjoy flying through the air on one of your spells. I deserve whatever fate is in store for me. I truly believe that. I'm sorry.
I felt a tear roll down my face as a stray memory shot into my mind. Memories of the yellow mare erupted from Twilight's thoughts, and I did my best to fight back the tears. I looked back at the entrance where Violet was waiting for me.
Star? She asked. You okay?
I nodded.
Yeah, I'm fine. Just a little shaky is all,
I said. Violet smiled.
You want to talk about it?
She said. I trotted next to her as we made our way through the grated entrance.
No, I'm fine, really. I've just got a lot on my mind,
I said as we finally caught up with the others. Nixies was busy studying the map. He pointed down the nearest tunnel. The smell of rotting flesh assaulted our senses as we started trotting down it. I looked down at my EFS again. Still nothing. And yet, there was still something there. The back of my mind and the back of my neck agreed. We were being watched. A low growl emanated from further down the tunnel.
What was that?
Patch said. I flared my horn, casting a light spell. I sent a ball of light down the tunnel, seeing something slithering along the walls. Another growl erupted from whatever it was that was making it. I was still seeing nothing on my EFS. Whatever this thing was, it was either non-living or it was just too fucking big to show up.
Shit!
I shouted, pulling out Stargazer in a flash. I stepped back just as a slimy tentacle wrapped around my leg. It yanked hard, knocking me to the ground. It pulled me along, stopping abruptly as a tentacle was ripped away by a flare of silver fire. I looked up to see Violet floating Thunderflash along in her magic, a determined look on her face. Gunfire lit up the tunnel in front of me as Steeljack and Danish opened up, slamming into the tentacle thing. The beast roared in pain as tentacles shot out of the darkness to meet the gunfire. Another slimy one grabbed onto my leg, and I yelped as it lifted me into the air. As it pulled me closer, I was able to get a better look at the thing. It was some sort of giant sack monster. I realized that the thing was unable to actually move from the top of the tunnel as it was fused into the ceiling. In the center of the amorphous thing, rows upon rows of jagged teeth sat in a large circular mouth. Some of the tentacles were even coming from there.
"Fucking piece of shit, let me go!"
I shouted as I reached out with my magic for Stargazer. The minigun appeared next to me as I unleashed a torrent of bullets at the tentacle holding me, spraying greenish blood everywhere and forcing the slimy appendage to release me. I flapped my wings, holding myself aloft as I regained my composure. I slipped into ESATS, queuing up several shots towards the center of the creature's giant mouth. The spell released and Stargazer unleashed its payload, hitting home as the bullet slammed into the beast's mouth. The thing roared in agony, drawing its tentacles back inward as blood spurted from the orifice. The silvery streak of thunder flash shot and the gunfire from my other friends finally did the work. The monster's screams echoed across the tunnel as it finally died, its slimy body hanging limply from the ceiling it was cemented to. I panted hard as I dropped to the tunnel floor.
"What in the flying fuck was that thing?"
Patch exclaimed. I looked back at the rest of my friends. They, too, were visibly tired. I groaned, looking forward again and further down the tunnel. I sincerely hoped that this was the only one of these crazy-ass things. Of course, this being the wasteland, I was quite sure that something else would rear its ugly head before we got to stable 180. I suddenly found myself wishing I could just teleport there like Pridehead in that memory orb. We cleaned up and began to move forward once more. After our encounter with the tentacle thing, we were on high alert, all of us keeping our respective weapons at the ready as we trotted down the dank tunnel. The further in we moved, I knew we were getting deeper as the floor became saturated with dark water. My pipback began to click, indicating varying levels of radiation. Those of us that needed it silently took a red X and ran away. I looked into my saddlebags and sighed. We didn't have much of the stuff left, unfortunately. It had been one of those things we hadn't thought of when we left the MMMMM headquarters. I hoped it wasn't going to be a problem. A few moments later, we found ourselves in a large cylindrical area with three different tunnels in three different directions. I looked over at Nixies, who was already pulling out the map. He was muttering under his breath as he tried to locate where we were.
"Everything all right?"
I asked. He shook his head.
This room isn't on here," he said. "I don't know where we are."
"Do you think we got the wrong map?"
I said, narrowing my gaze at the hellhound.
I don't know. I don't think so. Unfortunately, until we can get somewhere I recognize on here, we won't know for sure,"
the hellhound replied.
"Which means we have to pick a direction."
"Nixies, let me take a look at the map while they go checking around," Danish said, trotting up. "I'm sure you're right, but I know Gladany. He wouldn't lead us astray."
Nixies nodded, handing over the map to the cream-colored unicorn. As the two began to pour over the piece of paper, I trotted around the dank cylindrical room we were in now. Pipes and boiler units grew thicker on the walls as I came to the right tunnel entrance. I peered down the dark tunnel, not seeing much of anything. I grimaced. If there was something down there, I would just draw it to us if I cast a light spell. Steeljack stepped up and tapped me on the shoulder.
"Yes?"
I asked, looking down the tunnel some more.
"The other two tunnels look exactly the same," the stallion said. "And worse, they all appear to go down. I'm at a loss until those two figure out the map."
I nodded.
"Well then, I think perhaps we had better take a rest then,"
I said loudly enough that the rest of them could hear me.
"We'll set up shifts for watch. I'm not too keen on rushing down there without being ready. I have a feeling we won't have time to rest once we get there."
Violet nodded as the others agreed with my assessment of the situation. Steeljack volunteered to take first watch, and as always, I volunteered for the last position. I shuffled myself onto my bedroll, yawning. I wasn't sure why, but I was really tired. I looked over at Violet laying next to me. I smiled as I closed my eyes and rested my head, falling asleep instantly. While it wasn't the hallway with the doors, it was still a very bad dream. I was running down the grey halls of stable 180 and I wasn't alone. I panted hard, trying to find a place to hide. Something shadowy and dark was chasing me. I cringed in fear as I found myself in the stable's atrium. The rotting corpses of long-dead ponies lay strewn about the wide-open space. I pushed forward, moving down the next hallway. I took a moment and glanced backwards, not seeing the shadow still on my tail. I dipped into a nearby room, closing the door behind me and hoping to Luna that the thing hadn't seen me.
Star?
A voice called out behind me. I spun about, seeing Lucky. She was being held against the wall by some form of spectral chains. Purple lightning arced across the chains and the green mare groaned in pain, her eyes meeting mine. There was sadness there, mixed with genuine concern. She tried to smile, wincing as she did.
What happened? What are you doing here?
I said, trying to process what I was seeing.
Star, you've got to get out. Save yourself.
Lucky replied.
Please, I'm not worth it. No, I failed you once before. I'm not going to fail you again.
I shouted, reaching out with my magic to try and remove the chains from the mare. Nothing happened.
Star, it's okay, I'll be fine. You need to go.
Lucky said, wincing again as purple lightning punished her again. I slumped to my haunches, tears filling my eyes.
It's just a dream, it's just a dream,
I began to say, repeating it over and over to myself. Lucky smiled.
If only,
she said wistfully.
Star, you can't come to stable 180. Please turn back. Spark, she's here. She's trapped too. I followed her here, hoping that I could stop her, but pride trapped us both.
My eyes widened.
It's really you?
I asked. Lucky nodded.
It's me,
she said. I sighed.
Goddesses, I missed you, I said, chuckling. Don't worry, Lucky, I'll save you. I'll get you out of there. Star, don't. As long as I'm here, I can do my best to keep Spark under control. It's like I have some sort of effect on her, like I counterbalance her or something. It was how Pride was able to stop her,
the green mare said. I shook my head.
No, Lucky, I can't do that. I have to face Pride and Spark. I have a choice to make. I need to do this,
I said determinedly.
Why do you have to do this? Why can't you just go home and leave well enough alone?
Lucky said. I grimaced.
Because if I don't do something about this, no one else will,
I said after a moment's pause. A grin onto along my face.
Nice try, though, Pride.
Lucky rolled her eyes as the chains dissipated. The mare's coat changed color as it went from green to midnight blue. Pride's red eyes smoldered in the darkness of the room.
Hello, sweetie,
the Alicorn said, grinning.
Your dreams have become more interesting since we last faced each other. This Lucky, you feel very bad for having caused her death. More than you know, you psychotic bitch,
I said flatly.
I do have her, and your little friend Spark. It was amusing when she came to me and told me everything. Of course, she also tried to assume control of my body. The fool, she didn't know what she was getting into. I'm not a normal Alicorn by any means, so there was no way she could ever hope to take me over.
Pride replied nonchalantly. I narrowed my gaze at the mare.
So what, you just thought you'd try to convince me to stop coming?
I said angrily.
I hate to tell you, I'm right on your doorstep now.
Pride grinned again.
I know, and I'm waiting patiently for you to get here, but not until an old friend of yours says hello,
she said.
Knock loudly when you arrive. I would hate to be an ungracious host.
She waved a hoof, the walls of the stable around us dissolving into nothingness. She started to fade to black. I growled.
Wait,
I called out, catching her attention.
Diamond, you laughed Cutter, didn't you?
Pride snorted.
I see you've been to see Gluttony, she said. No matter, whatever you think you saw was a long time ago. Diamond is long gone. There is only Pride.
With that, she faded completely away, leaving me to wait to wake up. I awoke in a cold sweat.
What a dream,
I thought, as I pushed myself to my hoofs. Violet and the others lay sleeping around me except for Lust, who was patrolling the perimeter of our camp. I sighed, stepping forward and tapping the black mare on the shoulder. She smiled as she looked up at me.
Hey,
she said. I tried to smile but felt horribly at it.
I
replied in a low monotone voice.
You're right?
Lust asked. I shook my head.
Bad dream,
I said, shaking visibly.
I have a really bad feeling about this.
Lust nodded.
Me too,
she said.
It's weird. I know I've been here before, but I can't remember any of it. What do you remember?
I said. Lust hung her head low.
Not much, really. Just feelings, here and there,
she said.
I wish I could remember more. I wish I knew who I really was.
I swallowed hard. I knew already who the mare had been. She was Lilith, lover of a unicorn stallion named Cutter. Cutter, who had become Greed. Greed, whose death I was ultimately responsible for. If Lust ever found out, what would she do? Would she be able to forgive me? I put a hoof on her shoulder, smiling.
It'll be fine, okay?
I said.
We'll help you remember.
Lust smiled.
Thanks,
she said. By this time the others had begun to awaken. Nixis and Danish began to look over the map once more, this time looking a little more optimistic as they appeared to be rested better. Within a few moments, the two looked to have some form of an answer.
I believe that the tunnel to the left is where we need to go,
Nixis said as he brought the map over to me.
Danish and I both agree on this.
The cream-colored stallion nodded his agreement.
All right then, left it is,
I said as I helped Violet pack up our things. We headed into the left tunnel, the floor slopping downwards as we carefully walked down the slippery and wet surface. Water dripped around us and the stench of sewage assaulted every one of our senses. The tunnel ended in another long sewer tunnel, this one much larger and more open than the others we had been in. Tunnels branched off from it on each side. Danish and Nixis assured me, however, that the correct way was to keep heading straight. As we moved, I glanced at my EFS, seeing several blips of red there. I perked my ears up, listening for any signs of what it could be.
Probably rat roaches,
I thought as we moved forward. Of course, life is never that simple. The cold, wet sucking sounds filled my ears before I saw the first ghoul. It leapt out of one of the side tunnels, growling as it tried to latch onto its nearest target, which just so happened to be Lust. The black mare spun about, slicing the creature in half with a quick slash of her wings. The thing gurgled as a pink substance emanated from its dying body.
Fuck! Pink cloud!
Lust shouted as she leapt back, taking wing and flapping away from the dead ghoul. More sucking wet sounds echoed throughout the tunnel.
Canterlot ghouls, Danish said, his eyes widening. What the fuck are they doing down here?
I shook my head.
No, they're not Canterlot ghouls. They'd be a hell of a lot harder to kill if they were,
I said.
It's Cranky. He's fucking with us, trying to keep us from reaching the stable.
I spun about as another ghoul popped out of a tunnel. I lifted Stargazer and fired, tearing the head completely off of the creature's body. More pink substance flowed from the stump where the head had been. Where was Cranky hiding at? Was he nearby? Or did he leave this little gift just for us? Lust snarled as she landed next to me.
I recognize this shit. Sloths, right?
She asked. I nodded, glancing down at my EFS again. More red blips began to appear. We were surrounded by them. And if we killed them, eventually this whole tunnel would be filled with a pink cloud. I had to hoof it to Cranky. The donkey ghoul was definitely smart. There was really only one option.
Run!
I shouted. We began galloping down the tunnel as hard as we could.
So much for being rested when we get there,
I thought as ghouls began to pour into the main tunnel, gasping and sucking and groaning as they chased after us.
My EFS was lighting up like a pre-war Haas warming tree as we pushed our way through the throng of undead monstrosities. The ghouls weren't trying to slaughter us, though, merely slow us down. Cranky was pulling his punches. In some sick sort of way, I wondered if he wanted us to reach Pride. A small group of the beasts appeared in front of me. Rather than kill them, I reached out with my telekinesis, knocking them over to the ground. At the far end of the tunnel, I could see the entrance to the next section. We reached the entrance a few moments later and my friends barreled through.
"Keep going!"
I yelled, stopping on a dime and pivoting around to fire behind me with Stargazer. My bullets ripped through ghoul after ghoul, spraying more of the pink substance about. I roared as I kept firing, destroying as many of the beasts as possible. I leapt back into the next room, trying to think of some way around these damnable sinks. I looked up, grinning as I saw that the archway of the entrance to the next chamber was made of solid stone. I latched onto the stonework with magic, ripping a block from it. It was all it took. The ceiling came rumbling down, slamming onto those ghouls that were unfortunate enough to wander in its path. I turned about, seeing my friends looking down the next tunnel. At the far end of it was a large, gear-shaped door.
"Is it?"
I started to say as I stepped away from the landslide that had both trapped us and saved us. I pushed past Violet, inspecting the door in front of us. A large yellow 180 was emblazoned on the side of the ruined door. It lay next to the entrance to the stable, a dark grey hallway extending deep inside the underground complex. I floated out Stargazer and narrowed my gaze at the stable door.
"Pride, here I am. I'm ready for you. Are you ready for me?"
Footnotes: Radiant Star, level up. New perk, Negotiator. You sure know how to best inspire ponies to action. You gain +20 to your speech skill. Violet Iris, level up. Steeljack, level up. Patch, level up. New perk, Technocratic Wizard. Your skills in creating weaponry, armor, tech has increased greatly. You gain +20 to your repair and science skills.